Blog Talk Radio. To Awakening to Miracles. I'm your host, Sherry Lane, and I thank you for being here, whether you're listening live or in the archives. Thank you for being here and contributing your good energy to this show. I always think of this show as a place where we can join our loving hearts and our loving energy and high vibration, and each one of us that listens in or calls in or listens in the archives later is still contributing to each of our higher vibrations. So thank you all for being here. Okay, this is a little later in the day than I normally do the show. I had some things I had to do this morning, and so I put it off to an afternoon show. But if you're not familiar with this show, it is a call-in show, and on those calls, I generally give what I call mini readings, intuitive readings on the air for your best steps now on your spiritual path. So those that call in, if that's what they're calling for, I offer that mini reading to them with just some general information, or if they have a question, I work off of the question. I do always tell people that what I see is always about your spiritual path and your best steps, and sometimes it may relate specifically to your question, sometimes it doesn't, but we just work through them and try to see what information we can get, and it's always really thrilling some of the ways that the messages come through. I call it like a game of charades when I do this on the radio show. That's how I see it. I see images that are unrelated, but then they sort of tie together, and I usually get a very quick, simple image for someone, and then some of these images are common to me for what they might mean in the spiritual sense, and some are not, but I work through sort of a translation for how it relates. So it's kind of fun. It is kind of like a game, but it is very serious in the sense that your best steps on your spiritual path are very important, and really they affect everything that you do. So if you're calling about a job or a home or a choice you have to make or a relationship, then the answers, no matter what the topic, can always be related to your spiritual path, because your spiritual path and your best steps are then contributing to everything in your life and what you're attracting to you and what you're able to see on the horizon and make choices. So we keep it about the spiritual path on this show. Okay, we already have some callers, so I'm going to run really quickly. This is this topic for the show. I usually, when doing this show, I don't think of a specific topic until even sometimes the morning of. I try to let this be what I call very freestyle and just open myself up to receiving messages that will be helpful for those listening. And in that, I try not to put too much thought into it and plan ahead or make notes. I usually make very few notes, if any at all. But these last few shows, I have done the same topic, calling on angels, remembering to ask. And it just felt like they were there and ready to help us, and they want us to ask, and they wanted to be part of the show for several episodes. So I'm just letting this topic run until I feel like it's time to switch to a different one, because it feels like there is just so much there, and angels are here and ready, and they want us to remember, and they have things to say to us. So I'm just allowing that for the show episodes and topics for the time being. We've had some great calls over these last few shows, and some wonderful things come through. So if you have not ever called into this show or even any show, and you feel a nudge to do so but you're a little hesitant, it's always positive and or surrounded in a positive light, and I don't bite, so don't be afraid. The call-in number is 347-633-9823, and I do take calls in the order that they come in. So you can just hold and listen to the show while you're holding, and then get your specific reading. I do longer readings, like of an hour or more, and you can learn about those if you're interested, because you may have some more personal things you want to talk about, or when I do these on the radio show, I can't spend a great length of time with any one caller, because then the other callers or other things that need to be talked about on the show, I can't get to all that. So if you would like something more extensive and a little more encompassing, I do private readings, and you can read about those on my website, sherrylane.com. If you go to Angel's Touch or the Energy Healing tabs in the menu, you'll see services, and I call it Manifesting with Angels is the one I mainly do. And it's about energy, distance energy, and also the intuitive guidance and messages. So, and those longer readings, they can go all different directions. Often it's like mediumship, where a loved one is coming through to tell you something or just to let you know that he or she is around you and helping you. And other times it's messages from angels, other times intuition about things going on in your life. And they can just go all over the place. So think about that if you felt that nudge. I think we're all feeling nudges right now. I know I am, of things to focus on and maybe get more serious on the spiritual path and what you're here to do. And so we feel these pushes, and a lot of times we resist, or we're hesitant, or we're afraid. And then we usually keep getting the pushes. So if you're feeling that nudge, then don't be afraid. Go in that direction, because you're going to have a lot of angelic help along the way. On my website, sherrylane.com, sherrilane.com, there are also all the other ways to connect with me. One is my Facebook page, fan page, Seeing Miracles Every Day, and I share things, well, every day. I think I've missed 3 or 4 days in the last 5 years or 4 years. I can't remember, 5 years that it's been done. So check that out, Seeing Miracles Every Day on Facebook. And I also am getting ready to do the second round of an Angel's Touch healing class, where I share through audios and classes, online classes, I share energy healing that I call Angel's Touch healing. And it's very much like Reiki. It's some symbols and aversion that came to me very early on in my awakening when I wrote a whole lot of things down that I knew I would use later. And the angel's touch therapy is one of them. A few months ago, did the first class of that and got through it with people. And it was kind of an introduction so that I could know whether or not this kind of thing would translate at a distance, and whether people would be able to feel the energy and feel it activated by the symbols and learn that way, even though we're spread out all across the country or maybe even the world. And it worked very, very well, so I'm going to do another round of that. If you're interested, email me. You can do that from my website, sherrylane.com. If you click on the contact info, then you'll see how to email me, and I'll get you in on that group. I'm going to be starting really soon. I have a group that I've already put the email group together, and I'll be sending out some updated information. So if you've already heard from me on that, I'll be sending out some more information in the next couple of days and get that started. I've just been so busy. Redid my website, doing the radio show, my book. I'm making some changes and reintroducing that on as the ebook version. So the current ebook version with the publisher is going to be taken down any day now, any minute now. They've been very, very slow on getting some things done, which is another reason I'm drifting away from them and going another direction. But my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, if you go on Amazon, there is a 99-cent ebook special, and that ebook, the entire ebook at any price right now, is going to be removed through the publisher. And I will probably do some other things and reintroduce it later on my own, but I've got to start backing away from them because it's just too frustrating when I need to make changes to, say, a special price or anything. So check that out. There's also a paperback or hardcover version right now, but after the next few days, it will probably just be the paperback offered through them until further notice. And so check it out if you want to do a quick download of the ebook at that special price. And you can read about how I went through my own awakening, and maybe you've experienced some of the same things. I find that lots of people that are led to me have had some similarities in the things they're feeling and things that begin to occur. So you may find some peace in that if you read about my path, or it may help you if you begin to have a bigger awakening and you'll know a little bit more what's going on. When I was going through that, oh, I think it was 8 years ago, I didn't really have many people that I could turn to that I could find out what the heck is going on, or so I was kind of flying on my own. And it helps sometimes when you have some people that know that, oh, yes, so I remember, oh, yes, it was exactly like that for me. So that can help. Check that out, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. It's on Amazon or Barnes & Noble online, and you can read a pretty good portion of it, a few chapters, just to see if it resonates with you. You can do that on Amazon. There's a where you click on the book and it opens it up to try it out. So check those out. I think I've gotten most of my announcements done, so I'm going to jump right into callers since our topic is the same as it's been the last few shows. Okay, I always let people know that they're up next by their area code, and because I don't have a call screener, I do this all on my own, and you should hear a computer voice that will tell you you're live, or I forget what it says, but you'll be on the air when you hear that. First area code is 786.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What is your first name?
My name is Samantha.
Samantha. Okay. And Samantha, do you have a question or do you just want my general?
Well, I do have a question.
Okay.
I was looking pertaining to the topic of asking the angels for guidance and I guess having a better understanding of that. I have been looking for work, and actually just recently, yesterday, I went on an interview to a job I really didn't want, but I knew I would probably get, and I did get it. It's a part-time retail job. And I have been asking angels to help me with getting a full-time position where I would really flourish and that I can, you know, be compensated quite well for. And I was just wondering if you see me getting that job. Like, I will most likely stay with this one, but I do want a full-time job that would definitely help me progress in my career.
Okay.
And I was just wondering what you see.
Okay. Okay, I was trying to write, and I was seeing something while you were talking, and so I want to back up and just make sure I have your question clear and your situation. You went to a job interview for a part-time retail job, and you got the job, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. But you're wanting a full-time job. You want a totally different kind of full-time job, or you want a full-time job at this place, or is it just full-time you want, or you want something really different? You're just, this job is just to kind of get you through?
Yes, I want something really different.
Okay, all right. So the retail job right now is just because you got to pay the bills and get you through, right? Is that right? Okay. You got that job. Did you take that job?
Well, I have to come in Thursday morning for an orientation and to bring back the, I have to print out and bring back the new hire packet. So, yeah, I have it.
Okay. All right. It's what I was seeing for you. At first, I thought it was just like, you know, my brain because of your name. Your name's Samantha. And when I was a little girl, my favorite TV show was Bewitched, and her name was Samantha. And so have you seen that show? I don't know what age you are. Or, okay. You know, so I thought of that when you said your name. And then so I was trying to clear that from my brain, thinking, okay, let me see what her message is. And then I wasn't getting anything else, and I was, you know, I was, as you were writing, I was kind of jotting notes from what you were saying, and I kept just thinking Bewitched, and I was thinking, I got to get that out of my head so I can get her message, and then I heard, that is her message. Okay, so here's how I translate that for you. So you said you've seen the show, right? Are you pretty familiar with it?
Yes, Darren, both Darrens.
Yes. Okay. And what I when I stopped fighting that image myself, like saying, okay, get that out of your head so you can get her real message, and then heard, well, that is her message. What instantly came to me is, do you remember how Samantha, you know, she had all this ability and power, but because she was now married to a mortal, she was supposed to not use it. And so it got very diminished. And it feels like to me that's where you are. And we all are, really. This is a message for everyone. We all have come here and been convinced that we should give up our power, and yet we have all these gifts and abilities that we don't use because for whatever reason we think we're not supposed to, or it's been so long and so many generations of believing that, and it's in our DNA now that we've forgotten our ability to manifest and create and do things. And I feel like, so for one, you were calling about a job. It feels like to me that you are kind of diminishing your abilities. Now, you're taking this job that you say isn't really what you want to do. I understand that sometimes you take things like that because, like I said, you have to pay the bills. You have to have some income until you're working to something else. But when you're looking at the full-time job, and what kind of things are you looking at for yourself?
More administrative. I have experience working in a school as well as an office setting, and I've gone on interviews where it's more based on academic, like schools. I've actually went on an interview for a part-time position at a university in the science department, and I haven't gotten any word about that. And I know that when it comes to schools, it takes a very long time for them to process everything in HR. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I'm hoping to get that position, but that's also
part-time,
so I don't
know. How long ago was it that you went for that? How?
I would say this would make it 2 weeks.
Okay. Have you had any kind of follow-up with them at all?
I called. I definitely sent an email. So
yeah.
I have expressed
touch base
interest.
Yeah, and you don't want to do it too much where then you're bugging them. I feel like there is something like don't sell yourself short. I'm trying to get a feel for if you're going to hear anything from them or if you should contact them again before you accept some other job. And actually, I don't think in this situation it can hurt to follow up and just apologize if I'm bothering, you know, I don't mean to bother you. I'm looking at another job and I'd really like to have that job there. So if you have any kind of feedback for me for where my application stands, I think you should probably try that. Now, I feel like, okay, now we're going to get kind of off the job subject because this whole thing about kind of selling yourself short or not or diminishing yourself somehow, I think it relates to more than that, more than just the job topic right now. It feels like to me you do that in your life. You settle for things. Maybe you put other people first and settle for your own. Does that sound right?
Yes.
Okay. So I want to try to walk you through, let's see. I'm trying to say, where did that start and how can we help you step out of it? Okay. I'm trying to see if I get like a vision of anything when you really started doing that. What's your mother relationship like? Your relationship with your mom?
We're pretty close, I would say.
Okay.
I think it started in basically my childhood because I'm the oldest of five kids and I'm from, our family immigrated to this country, so I've always had to be doing things for other people and
okay,
taking care of other people.
Okay, did you kind of have to be the mother?
Yes.
Okay, that's why I was feeling mother energy. And when I was saying, I wonder when all that started, I'm trying to get an age, and I was kind of thinking, well, childhood, but then I was thinking, well, probably that's true for all of us. I need something more specific, and I'm trying to feel it through, and I was thinking, I was feeling then mother energy. So that makes perfect sense to me. You had to become the mother at a young age to help out with all the younger siblings. So that's when you started sort of, you know, mothers put themselves on the back burner all the time and take care of the children. You did it at a young age, and it sort of got you stuck there emotionally or energetically, where you're, and this goes back to the kind of selling yourself short, not realizing your own gifts because you're taking care of other people. So I want you to set aside some time, time blocks that are just Samantha time. Can you do that?
Yes.
Okay. And I want you to do something. It can be silly, playful, whatever that is, you know, if it's a half hour of I'm going to take a sea salt bath, and I want you to just block things out. And if your phone's ringing and somebody needs something from you, just let it go to voicemail and ignore it. And I want you to start doing that because I feel like you're not doing enough of putting yourself first. Okay? Does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
Does that resonate with you? Okay.
Yes, it does.
So for your path, whether it's about a job or life in general, relationships, the best steps on your spiritual path, the path to make Samantha's spirit blossom and be here for the purpose you're supposed to be here and be alive and with joy, is for Samantha to put Samantha first and do it more often and get in the habit of that and feel comfortable with it. Don't feel guilty. You're probably going to feel guilty for doing that for a bit. But make that choice that I'm coming first in this half hour or this hour, or and consistently do that. Make sure every day you have a little time that is just, nope, I don't care what's happening. I don't care if there's chaos. This is my Samantha time where I just, even if you're just quiet with yourself and you think through what you would like to create in your life, spend that time thinking about you and only you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And I think when you do that, you're going to begin to discover yourself again, align with your own joy, and then things will become clearer to you and things will begin to fall into place better because you're not giving up your gifts and settling for something just because someone else. Okay? Have you ever now...
Yeah.
I need to get to other callers, but I want really quickly, because I'm going back to the Samantha on Bewitched thing. Do you find yourself in relationships, like love relationships, very much letting the other person dictate and you giving up your gifts or what you want? Do you find that in like romantic relationships?
I have, but
okay.
I'm not doing that anymore. I mean, I'm not currently dating anyone. There's just some people that they contact me every once in a while, but I'm not interested in anything with either one of them. I'm more focused on myself because
good.
I know I deserve
That's good.
More.
Well, this is an affirmation that you're already feeling that I need to focus on me. And we always, you know, even when we want to attract the perfect partner and all that, it's always about focusing on you, because when you get your vibration to where it's supposed to be, then you're going to attract a like vibe, you know, so you want the best self. And then without really trying, you naturally attract that same kind of vibration back. But okay, Samantha, you're on a good path. I just want you to do some extra special things for Samantha here and just let it feel good to take care of you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. You have a great rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That's a good lesson for all of us. You know, we're taught in the world to be selfless and that's always noble, but we sometimes in doing that lose ourselves and lose then our gifts, lose our essence. Our vibration, our essence becomes diminished, and then we're even confused sometimes about who we are. I've gone through that. Many of you may have. Okay, the next caller, area code 360.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hi.
Okay. Have I talked to you before?
I think so, but I can't remember.
Okay. All right. I just, the name Lori, it seems like we get a lot of Loris or Lauras on this show, so I wasn't sure. It sounded familiar. But, you know, after I do the show, a lot of times I totally forget. I mean, I think it's a mechanism something that's helpful for me, because then I don't carry all these mixed messages and energy around with me. So it's sort of like after I stop the show, angels just sort of lift that from me. And I've had times where people have said, oh, that second caller, that was just so awesome. And I have to go, wait, what was that about? Or sometimes I'll look at my notes. But anyway, okay, Lori, what can I do for you today? Do you have a question or... do you want it just a general reading?
Well, tomorrow I have this mediation with this kid that he's supposed to be a mobile mechanic, and he did all this damage to my car, like almost virtually totaling it. And so I was bringing him to small claims court on the 9th of April, but tomorrow I decided to do the mediation to try to figure out what he's going to, you know, how it's going to go and be more prepared for the court thing.
Okay. So you're wanting to know, okay, it this may, it's, I don't know if it's memory or if it's just coming to me. I think it, there's partly memory. Did you get a new car that you were concerned about? Because the other one
got
wrecked.
Yeah, I got it. I got another car, and I'm concerned about that one, too. It seems to have some steering issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. As far as court, I'm not getting anything specific about what to do or what the outcome is going to be. I feel the first image I got for you, and now I'm having trouble translating it. I got a bucket, which is a common image when I'm doing quick readings for people, and it can mean going back to the well, going back to nourish yourself. So I don't know that it relates at all to court. And then I was also kind of feeling like bucket list things. I'm kind of feeling, and maybe it's all going to be over with tomorrow, and then you can just move on. Whatever the outcome tomorrow, let it go and move on. I'm feeling like there's a little bit of a stuckness, and maybe that's why the bucket and the idea of going back to the well to nourish yourself. And I want you to, if you can, decide for yourself that whatever happens tomorrow when I walk out of that courtroom, I'm letting it go. So whether you win and you get your reward or whatever, when you walk out, you're going to let it go. You're going to let go any anger about it, any frustration, because I feel like almost like you're just staying stuck, and it's weighing you down from a vibrational standpoint to other things that you're missing that are good and happy and wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel like that's possible?
Yeah.
Is it possible you're, I don't know, maybe obsessing about that? Are you thinking about this a whole lot?
Yeah, it's kind of a lot of money to just lose.
I know. Yeah, I understand.
Advertises all over Craigslist, and it's like, you know.
Okay. All right, but when you walk out tomorrow, you're going to have a judgment one way. I mean, you're either going to get awarded something or not. You know, a judge is going to decide. What I
hope... Well, tomorrow's the mediation. The judge thing is on the night.
Oh, it's... Okay. Well, within the next bit.
Yeah.
All right. I want you to go to mediation hoping that something can be resolved and get this out of the way, because it's weighing you down in ways that are more costly than the money and may even cost you money, just because of it feels like you're like a stuckness. So when you go to mediation, go there with the hopes that I may not get everything I'm asking for, but if we can get some peaceful resolution, even in between a compromise, then I can walk out of here without this hanging around my neck all the time. It'll be done. I can put it away. I'm feeling so strongly that try to put this away, even if it's not exactly the outcome you want. Don't keep fighting and fighting and fighting it, because really you're losing out on other things. And what you're attracting is different. The other things you're attracting, because you're staying in this fight. And when we stay in the fight mode, we're putting that fight energy, and we get other things, we attract other things to fight about. So it's all about that laws of attraction, and what we put out, we're attracting back without realizing it. So I want you to try your very best to say that tomorrow I am hoping for a peaceful resolution, and I am willing to find some common ground and compromise if I can have this over with and have it resolved so that I can let it go and go on with life and find some joy and not be constantly thinking about this. That I feel like is your best step. And now it's your best step on your spiritual journey, but that affects everything. And if you can find a way to be done with it, let it go, and truly let it go, not stay angry about it all the time, every time you hear his ad or whatever, just get the resolution and then let it go, and then be ready for brighter things, because you're missing out on a lot of bright things already putting your time and energy into this. Okay?
Yeah.
And so it's time then for you to let that go, go back to the well, be re-nourished in a different way that is not just about sucking away your nourishment. You're getting something new, and you can be restored. So that's what you need to ponder this afternoon and tonight or whenever, and decide for yourself, can I let this go? Can I find some compromise and then let it go so that I can have peace and move on, because I have brighter things, but if I stay stuck in this, I might not see them.
And when is your class going to be?
My class will probably start in about a week. It's an online. It's a series of classes where you listen to the audios, and then, you know, there's some workbook. So go to my website and send me a message if you'd like to be part of that. And that would be a good step for you to say, put this behind, and I want something fresh and new, and I want to focus on it. So finding those other things to focus on and to replace the things that we want to let go of, that's good. You know, anything positive like that. I feel like you're kind of just circling back to sort of similar kinds of things, and you're staying in that place of being irritated and feeling ripped off. And I understand that, because I know how that is, how that's been when I've had those moments. But I feel very much like it's time to let it go and get resolution and then be done and move in a brighter direction.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
All right. Well, you think about that this afternoon and set your intention on resolving it tomorrow and having something that can be peaceful for everyone.
Okay.
Okay? All right.
Yep. Thank
you.
You
can do it. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I think we've probably all been there, where something just takes over your thinking because it's so distressing, and then we end up just feeling distress all the time, and then that distress sends out sort of like a request for more distress. That's how law of attraction works. So when you get in those ruts and you're stuck, sometimes you just have to say, okay, I'm going to get what I can resolved out of this, and I am going to make peace with it, whatever it is. Not always easy. Well, it is easy when we're in the right mindset, but it doesn't feel easy. But when you do it, then you're open to brighter things, so it's worth it. And I think sometimes we know when we're at that place where we're exhausted from it, but our ego won't let us say, just, I'm going to be done, whatever. I'm not going to let my life get consumed with this. Okay, lots more callers, so I'm going to hop right into the next one, area code 610. Hello? Oops, we may have lost that. Hello, are you there? Okay, I'll put that one back on mute. I think maybe we've lost that person. Sorry about that. If you want to try back in. Oh, wait, maybe. Okay, if you're calling, if you're listening through your phone and you don't really want to have an angel reading, that's fine. Sometimes that happens. People are listening on their phone instead of their computer. So if I click on you, then just tell me that. It's fine. No problem there. But what I don't want to do is skip somebody. So, okay, it looks like this person's back on. So whoever you are, if you want a reading, stay on. And if not, just tell me if you're just listening. Hello? Are you there? Okay, I don't know what's up with that audio. All right, I'm going to move on to the next. And it's area code 336. Hopefully this one will come through.
Hey, hello.
Hello. Yes?
Yes, my name is Dale, and I like to have an angel reading.
Okay. Did you say Dale?
Dale, yes.
Okay. All right. All right, the first thing that I felt, it wasn't an image, it was a thought, and it was of fever. like when you're sick and you have a fever. And what that fever does, it heats up and it helps activate our immune system and get rid of those things that aren't good for us. So you just wanted a general reading, right? You didn't have a specific question?
Well, okay. Just my new beginning journey on my spiritual path right now. You know, I kind of wanted to know.
Okay.
I feel like there's something getting ready to happen.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. That's sort of what the fever, how I'm feeling that. You get the fever when you're sick, and you get the impurities out. It helps, burn it out. It activates your immune system, and then your immune system goes to work, and you're healthy, and you're vibrant, and everything's okay. The fever helps you. It's a good sign. Now, obviously, when it gets too hot, it's not a good sign, but fever is part of our natural way of how our immune system works. So I feel that when I was feeling fever initially, I was feeling fever and like a fever breaking. You know, when you're sick and your fever breaks, that's the sign that, okay, yes, you're going to be fine and everything's going in the right direction. I feel like that's where you are, like things have heated up. And have you gone through, does it seem like as you look back through the last bit of your life,
you're
a lot of heat?
You're right on point, because actually I've been going through so much in mental, physical, everything. And it's just like it came to a boiling point, I guess, in my life.
Yes, exactly. Like, okay. And that's what I was feeling. I was feeling fever and hot and the fever breaking. And so that's a wonderful image if you think about it. You have just gone through the fire. But the fire was actually, believe it or not, good for you to rid toxins or whatever, for your sort of spiritual immune system to kick out whatever wasn't helpful and for you to be able to see things that were not helpful. And now your fever's breaking, and you're exactly right. And as I say that, I get chills. But when you said, I feel like something, like things are going to start happening, that's exactly how I feel for you.
Oh, yeah.
So that fever's breaking, and now you're on a path to better health, better vibrancy, and so I want you to embrace it. Now, I'll tell you this. This is our human nature, too. I know it for myself, and probably most of us do. When you've gone through those patches where it feels like you're boiling point and everything just keeps happening, and you're in this fever and you're waiting for it to break, and our tendency can be to get very scared even when things begin to be good, because it's that waiting for the other shoe to drop analogy. So I think that's you're probably going to have to ward off some of that. So what I want you to do is positive affirmations. Just have some go-to phrases, like, I am whole and wonderful and joyful. I have abundance and all, write down some things like that. You can, Louise Hay has some great ones, or there are loads of them now that you can use from the internet, or just make your own, whatever you want them to be. And I want very simple, just so you can remember them very easily. And every time you feel yourself feeling dragged down, your energy, or feeling scared, or like, oh great, not again, I want you to just say some of those positive affirmations to try, because think of it like this: your vibration, you're breaking through that heat, and your vibration is going to get higher from it, and then you're going to have that ego is going to try to pull you back to that lower vibration. So you need something of high vibration to attach to and cling to. So let it be, just for you, I think positive affirmations will be wonderful.
Okay.
So have some ready to go. Like, it's like, loading up so that when you start feeling the doubt, you're already ready. You're already loaded up with a basket full of positive affirmations. Okay?
Okay.
Right. But, you're in a good spot. I feel like things are breaking through.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Right. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. Got a few more calls. All right. Next one is area code 806. And I'm going to put you live right now.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm outstanding, and yourself?
That's wonderful. When you said you're outstanding, it made me feel outstanding. That's how things work sometimes. Okay, what's your first name?
My name is Lucretia.
Okay. And what can that Lucretia, is that right?
That's it.
Okay. What can I do for you today?
I was just wanting to see if I can get a reading. The question I have is, I had a couple instructors at a local school here express an interest in me working there.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to them, and so I text the owner, and I haven't heard back, and I'm just wanting to see if you get a feel if that's something that's part of my, you know, transition is to teach or,
okay.
You know.
Okay, and what kind of school is this?
It's a massage therapy school.
Okay, all right. I asked that because I immediately for you saw the color green. And so when I see color green, you know, there are a lot of different things. And it was just a color. It wasn't a thing. It was just green. I saw green. And so I thought of our Archangel Raphael right away. He's healing angel. And I thought, I wonder, are you healing from something, or maybe you are a healer and going to do more in that area.
Maybe both.
And then from color green, and I was kind of zeroing in on something about healing, and then I got the next image, and that was green light, you know, like the traffic light, green, go. So I would say that this area of, you know, where this local school that you want to work at, that is a great direction for you to go in, that you are a natural healer. Have you done any kind of like Reiki or hands-on healing or any of that kind of thing? Or are you massaged?
I did get my Reiki master and Reiki crystal master in December and January, so it's all new.
Okay. Well, see, I'm already feeling that you're, well, I think you're natural at it and you're already down that path, and that this school would be wonderful for you. If it doesn't work out, there's still plenty of other areas of healing that you can explore, but I feel good about this opportunity, so I want you to keep high vibrations about it. Follow up to see kind of where you stand and make sure they know that you're really excited about it, because you are a natural born healer. You've done it in other lives. So you already kind of know it. When you took Reiki, did you feel like there was something familiar about it?
Right. Like, and it didn't take me long either. And I asked my teacher about that. And she said, no, you're an old healer. And so
you've done it in
require
many
months,
lifetimes,
months,
at least one,
right.
But probably many. And so really all you were doing was triggering the memory of it in your, you know,
did,
spiritual DNA and activating that. So, when I get chills when I'm saying something, I know that's sort of my sign that yes, 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 exactly. And what I was about to say is you have immense healing ability within you, and that you've already practiced in other lifetimes, and you're going to bring that forth. And so every way that you can find to bring that forth is just going to make it all stronger. So you're already going in that path. You already feel it. You already know that you know this, you know. And I feel
right.
like you're not really going to need to go buy the book, so to speak, you know, and do it exactly, you know, like I'm that way. When I learned Reiki, it was all wonderful, and I did it exactly the sort of the way I was taught for a while. But then I explored a lot, and there are other ways that work well for me, and I think that came from past life experiences
right.
too. So don't be afraid to drift into your own thing, and I'm very, very excited for you. So be excited about this massage school and the possibilities there, because I think you could really do well, thrive there and have something that really is aligned with who you are. And like I said, though, if that one doesn't work out, there'll be something else. Just what you need to do is do as much healing practice as you can.
Okay.
Okay.
And I just had felt that it kind of stalled out a little bit, so I was just wanting to make sure
keep the focus, keep the intention, and, you know, try to resist that. Like I was talking with a different caller of that kind of getting really down and like, oh, this all, I was so excited. And now that may happen, but stay excited about it and make sure they are aware that you're excited about it.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right.
Wonderful.
But
thank
you. Either way, you're a healer anyway. Whether they hire you or they don't hire you, you're going to find paths, and you have a lot of ability, natural ability, that you carried with you from past experience or, you know, other lives, other experiences.
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
All right. That
thank
is
you.
Wonderful. You're going to do some really wonderful things. I can feel it. So that's exciting. Okay? You just
I appreciate
stick with
you.
It. All right.
Will do.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'll stay and listen.
Okay. That's cool. I love that. When somebody's on their path and I can just affirm back to them that, yes, that's the right path. And I also love it when, you know, like for this caller, the healing ability was tremendous. And that excites me because we do tune into each other's energy even when we're at a distance. And like I always say about this show, you are bringing your energy to this show, so make it high vibration and then also tune in to other high vibrations from me, from others, and that intention that we're all here with. If you didn't have the intention of trying to elevate your vibration and your spiritual path, you probably wouldn't be listening. So everybody listening is contributing to each other. And so when you listen, stop and just feel that. And feel it for each other and the callers and the other listeners even that maybe never call, but they're listening and they're contributing their energy. Soak it up. It is like that going to the well to get renewed. Get that, put that bucket down there and get more water and restore and renew. That's what we can all do by just tuning our energy in here together. Okay, we have a call from area code 602. You should be on the air soon.
Hello.
Hello. What's your first name?
Ellen.
Oh, say that again. We got a little blip there. I couldn't hear.
Ellen.
Ellen or
yes.
Ella? Oh, Ellen. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Ellen. Do you have a question for me or just
general?
Okay. All right. I saw a yellow rose for you immediately. Now, I've heard some people say that, and sometimes I think this is true in my readings, yellow rose can signify mother, mother spirit. Is your mother still living? Or?
Yes.
Okay, your mother's still living. Okay, yellow rose, you know how in rose speak, you know how the red is supposed to mean love and white mean purity, and I think yellow is, I think it's friendship, it's just, well, for one, a yellow rose is bright and cheery, and do you have a friend from afar or someone that maybe you've been thinking about that you haven't seen in a while, or even a departed person that has come across your mind?
Probably, I would probably could say the departed person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And when you said yellow rose, I immediately thought of my dad.
Oh, okay. Well, if that is something that makes you think of your dad, then I felt like when I was writing down yellow rose that there was someone departed that it might connect to. And it's interesting because before, when I was waiting on the show to go live, I picked up my messages from your angels deck and just pulled a card out. And sometimes when I do that, it immediately tells me sort of like a topic to zero in on for the show. This time, this one that I pulled, I realized when I pulled it that there is going to be a caller that this is going to relate to. And so the card that I pulled, the deck I was using was Messages from Your Angels from Doreen Virtue. And the card in there, there are 44 cards, and each one has a named angel and what sort of that angel's specialty or message is. And so this was Sonya, S-O-N-Y-A. I bring you a message from your deceased loved one. I am happy, at peace, and I love you very much. Please don't worry about me. So if you thought about your father, as soon as I said yellow rose, I think your father is just telling you, be at peace, I'm happy, and to know that he's with you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel right?
It does.
You thought of him
yes,
right
does.
Away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I do yes. feel like also this may be a double message. Like if there is a friend that keeps coming to your mind or that maybe you haven't had contact with for a while, I feel like, hey, make that effort and then make contact with whoever that is that maybe is coming to your mind that you haven't seen in a while or maybe even a long, long time. So if
right.
there's anybody like that. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay. Well, then is there anything else I can do or any other questions?
Well, I was actually trying to look into a job, a part-time job. I have a job now, and but there's a lot of little different things going on there. And, I mean, it's not like I'm feeling insecure with it or anything like that. It's just that I was just maybe wouldn't mind, you know, making
okay.
a change in life.
Okay.
Whether to open up my own business or to pursue something
okay.
else.
I'm where I seem to be kind of not getting stuck, but sort of where it feels like the focus is or what the message is coming to me right now is something about your current job. Is there anything there going on that feels maybe like not on the up and up or
well,
someone
we just have
here.
One boss leaving and another one coming in, and it's just sort of
okay.
like, kind of like, I work for one company, but sometimes I work at two different locations, and you know, it's just one of those things. It's not I'm full time and permanent, but it's just because one location offers more hours than the other. It's like I'm
okay.
going back and forth.
Well,
and
what I
like,
was feeling was like, someone is stealing or doing something. So I don't know if there's some kind of scandal or something going on at work, but it feels like someone is maybe not being on the up and up or taking from, I don't. So.
Well, one that's going, the one that's leaving, I think is more, wasn't kind of aggressive enough at the position. So they're trying, mm-hmm. well, and she stepped down anyway, but they're bringing somebody in that might be more aggressive. I don't even know who the
okay.
person is, so.
Okay. Okay. Well, you know, I was just feeling like someone there's something that's going on, like maybe someone's skimming or I don't know. I don't know that it really relates to you other than it
yeah,
always relates to us if something is happening at our work. That's
yeah.
Not,
well, there's quite. A few changes going on.
Okay. All right, so you wanted to know, do I have any feelings about you and another job, right?
Yeah, another job or my own business.
Well, I always tell people I'm not a fortune teller. I don't do fortune, so I'm not really getting anything specific other than like something, you know, a little bit of something at your work that maybe isn't on the up and up, your current work.
Mm-hmm.
So keep an eye out, you know, if for anything that might be a little fishy at your work. But also, it never hurts if you're feeling restless to look at another job. I don't feel like that would be anything terrible to do. It doesn't hurt. You might find something, but I'm not getting anything real specific. And I don't usually, like, in those sort of, like, tell me what's happening in the future. One of the reasons for that is that we all have free will. So
right.
I
mm-hmm.
could see, like, you know, even if I saw ahead for you, like, this is probably going to happen. All I can really see from is your current place and vibration and, you know, this where you are right now, this is the direction it might be heading in. But we always have free will to change things.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
So I don't get anything yes or no, like go look for another job or don't. But if you feel drawn that way, it doesn't really hurt. The only thing I was getting, you know, like I said, was like something at your workplace. There's somebody maybe that's not really honest or fully honest. So that's all I could get.
Right.
It wasn't anything horrendous, but it was just something kind of a little bit shady.
Well, in that environment, I don't, there's a lot of shady.
Okay. What kind of work do you do?
That's true. Oh, well, it's in retail.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah,
oh, well, maybe that's it. Somebody's stealing.
I don't know about the stealing
I kept
part,
feeling
but...
stealing. Well, I guess, yeah, in retail, there probably are coworkers that are stealing sometimes.
Well, yeah, you never know. Yeah, it's like something
okay.
like I'm looking at, but, you know, we know there's a lot of people that come in and steal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, again, I don't get anything certain. I feel like the yellow rose, I'm glad that you felt
yeah,
like you knew
that,
it was a connection
yeah.
because... you know,
yeah,
that's sort of what I was feeling, like it was
lately.
Connected somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, and it did. Actually, it did because for some reason I think he was trying to get across to me today.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
so that
great.
Was great.
That's
well,
fun
thank
when
you.
That happens. Doesn't it make you feel good?
I know, it
when
did. It did. Because, you know,
when
you think like that.
Something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
All
well, thank
right.
you.
You have a great rest Bye. Of the day.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye. Okay, moving right along here. Yes, I want to say a little bit more about that with free will and fortune telling. You know, I always say I'm not a fortune teller. I'm about your best spiritual steps on your spiritual path. Now, that does sort of affect our fortune, so to speak, or the things that we draw toward us. But we always have free will. So if, you know, you can get a reading that says, you know, that this is the direction you're going in, and then you can make choices. So when you get readings like this, try to focus it on your spiritual and also try to stay aligned in that spiritual way, because that's going to always attract the best for you, always, in every area. You know, that it's sort of like that saying that we always have to look within, and that's very true. We can say that we want prosperity or we want peace in the world, and we have to start with ourselves, because if I'm putting out a very unpeaceful mindset and vibration, then it's contributing to everything around me. The world is putting it out there. And if millions of people are doing that, then it contributes to the lack of peace. And we're putting this angry, fighting kind of mindset out. But when many, many, many of us put peace out, then the balance becomes that the world is, the energy is more peaceful, so everyone can tune in more peacefully. And, you know, it is like the drops in the bucket. One drop may not really mean much, but all the drops together in the bucket fill the bucket up, or the ocean, or however you want to look at it. Okay, let's see. Next caller is area code 706. Hello, you should be live.
Hi.
What's your first name?
My first name is Sophia. How are you today?
Sophia, I am doing well. You sound awfully chipper. Are you having? It sounds like you're having a lovely day.
Well, actually, yeah. I try to wake up and always have the intention to have a lovely day. That's not always the
case.
Well,
you have a very sunny voice and vibration that comes across. So,
thank you.
That's good. Okay. Now, when you started talking, I saw sunshine because of your disposition. Lots of sunshine. And so now I'm going to pause for a second and see if I see. Okay. All right. This is somewhat of a common, not real common, but I've gotten it for people enough to know a few things that it can mean. And it's a little red wagon, you know, like the, what are they called? The flyers, red flyer or something like that, you know, the traditional red wagon. I don't know if that particularly has a meaning to you, but what it can mean in the symbolism is sometimes it can mean like sort of like hitch your wagon to a move, like an actual physical, you're moving, you might move somewhere, or
okay.
hitching your wagon to a star, that more, you know, metaphorical of putting your sights on something really bright and so hitching your wagon to that. So are you contemplating any kind of change right now or something big that you want to focus on and bring forth?
I am. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what would that be?
Actually, I got an offer a little earlier in reference to assisting someone on a blog talk show.
Okay.
And I'm really on my own spiritual journey too as well right now.
Okay. All right. Well, I would say that. So when you say earlier, that was earlier today.
Today, yes, out of the blue.
Okay. Okay. All right. Then I like this because the hitch your wagon to a star kind of thing is trying something new that's exciting and that you can put really positive energy toward. Is it a spiritual kind of show or what type of show is it?
It is.
Okay. Well, see, see, that's just bright vibration. It means you're putting yourself out there in a new way, in a very bright, sunny, lovely way, and I think you're perfect for that, your voice and your,
Thank you.
So I think that's a great affirmation for yes, do it. It's coming at this right time, and you're going to be really good at it, and you're going to share your sunny disposition and your sunny vibration with people in a new way. So I would see that as sort of that hitching your wagon to a star, as in like a dream and doing something really high vibration and also hopefully fun. So I think you're perfect for it. Oops,
thank
you.
Did
I drop you? Oh, okay, you're still there.
I'm here.
Okay. Well, I wish you luck with that. I think you're going to be fabulous.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anything else? And it sounds like maybe you have another question.
Well, I was just going to ask. Actually, I was just going to ask you what you saw, and that's what.
Okay. Yeah, the wagon. Just now, when I said I feel like you have another question, I'm going to try to see if I saw water. Water can mean many, many things, so I'm trying to just be silent here for a second.
No problem.
Okay. It feels like to me, now this could relate to the radio show and doing something new, but I feel like it's maybe something a little different, maybe something bigger, but it water in the sense of baptism, like restored, renewed, refreshed, and something sort of, baptism is symbolically big in, you know, in our when we think of religion and all that. So it's not really specifically religion, not at all. But it's like I said, it could maybe be the radio show. You're getting kind of baptized in that new sort of thing that you're going to do. Have you ever done radio before?
Not at all.
Okay, so this is sort of a baptism into that. It feels bigger to me, though. So if I think that you're getting this baptism, you said it's kind of a spirit. Okay, I feel it exploding, but in a good. I mean, like, and don't think like celebrity, all that. Get that out of your. You know, this is just more the spiritual. You're going to share in a way that is very restoring to people, but to yourself also. So you're going to get sort of baptized in this new direction of, you know, sharing and speaking with people and helping someone else with that. But it's going to feel really comfortable to you. And it is like a new awakening for you. So I think because it is something that's on your spiritual path and is that sort of, I think we come here sometimes with triggers, like this will wake you up at the right time, you know, almost like a bell goes off. And I think that this situation that you're going in is one of those bells or triggers for you in a spiritual way that you're going to take an awakening ride. You're going to align in a different way. You're going to see things. You're going to, I think you have maybe clairvoyance, things are going to become more pronounced. I don't know if you've read my book, Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles, but I think it will have some meaning to you because you may have some similar things in how you awaken, and I think it may come in a big, bold way, like it did for me, instead of gradual.
Is that kind of how you're feeling? Because I'm going to tell you, over the past maybe 2 months.
Uh-huh.
It almost feels like, I mean, in reference to other things that I've had all my whole life, but mm-hmm. over the past 2 months, it's like, you know, like being out in the middle of a prairie, and it's mm-hmm. real calm, and it's like something's coming over the hill. I don't know what.
Yes, and you know what, and that's not happened for me. It something was different, and then I had these signs,
you know,
like animals, but I knew sort of what it meant, and like I would get one that was like, you know, it sounds crazy when I tell people, you know, like what was happening with these birds and animals, and but I knew somehow.
Were
I
you
knew
dreaming
what
about them, or you were really running? I mean, or were they really?
Well, when it was a few months before I just had the big cabal awakening, I was at the beach and it was osprey and they were like following me. But it like I was sitting on the beach in a lounge chair reading, and right out in front of me, probably 10 osprey are there. And then, but you could say, oh, well, that's just coincidence. But I asked someone about it at that beach because I really wasn't familiar with them as much as like the seagulls and all that. And you know, so this man at the hotel told me they were osprey, and he said, no, they're not very common. But when I would get up and take a walk, it's like they would follow me down. This group of osprey would fly
mm-hmm.
alongside me, and they would dive in the water as I walked along. And when I turned around, they would come back. And the funny thing was, though, you know, is I was just peace. It was like, oh, okay. This I know this what this means. This means something big is coming. Just be calm and wait for it. And I don't know how I knew that, but it was like these animals somehow were talking to me. So I feel like that's where you are. You're in that stage where something big is coming, and you know, it might not be a worldly big thing. It's like a spiritual
mm-hmm.
awakening
mm-hmm.
that is where all of a sudden all these gifts are going to open up. And then I did have this just big awakening, like going to the void, and it was joy and everything. You know, it was like all these answers came to me. I feel like that's where you're heading. And so just be patient and let it unfold. But go on Amazon and read the first portion of my book, and I think it'll resonate with you. And I think it might be helpful to you because I think you're heading down that similar kind of path. Okay.
What is the name of the book again?
Setting God Free, Awakening to Miracles. But if you just go on Amazon and type in Setting God Free, it'll pull it up. Okay.
And I'll tell you another thing. I was actually at my island just doing some angel cards myself.
Uh-huh.
And I'm listening to your show. You know, I just let it run.
Uh-huh.
And I've been doing that quite a bit, just listening. And just out the blue, I just walked over and got the phone off the wall.
Yeah, I know.
And called. Yeah. So I think, you gave me confirmation about a lot of things.
Good.
To pick
well,
up
see,
the
phone
that's
and one
call.
Of those nudges I talk about that you
uh-huh.
get the nudges, follow them.
And
then,
it is more than a nudge. It was just
that's
seriously.
This isn't a nudge. This is a big hand in the back pushing, and I'll tell you who that is. That's Archangel Michael. Michael and Gabriel can be very, and I always feel Gabriel, I call her Gabrielle because I feel it as a female, but it really doesn't matter. They have divine feminine and masculine traits. But you know, Gabriel is kind of that wake-up call, the trumpet that, you know, we think of as
uh-huh.
Gabriel. And Michael is, you know, he's like the warrior push. He's funny. He'll make you laugh. Things will come to your head that are just hysterically funny sometimes when he's in that mood. But that push, I have sometimes felt, I've described it to people like, no, it wasn't a nudge. It was like a hand shoving me forward.
Yeah, almost like how did I end up here with a phone in my hand?
Yes, exactly. And when you're you're not budging, and you're kind of working against it, oh, you'll feel
mm-hmm.
it. You'll feel it, and you'll hear
mm-hmm.
it. So just go with it. It's going to be a
and
wonderful.
And really quick, I told the lady that called me, I mean, she actually called I was like, who is this calling my home phone? And she was like, I am not crazy. You spoke with me last night on my show. And I got your number. And she asked me, and I said, well, let me pray about it. Let me think on it and, you know, resonate on it. And you've given me the confirmation.
You've
I'm going to let her know I'm going to do it.
And from when you first called, your voice just had that high vibration and cheer to it. So your voice is important. And so I think you're on the exact right track. I'm so excited.
Thank you, dear.
So, okay.
Have a great day.
Have a great day. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that's exciting. Helps me remember some of the things that happened to me and how exciting it was. Scary at times, but exciting. And the exciting thing is there are so many more people now who readily talk about experiences and angels and vibration and spirit. And so it's a lot more, it's easier to find some commonality and people to share it with where you don't feel crazy. And I'm just very excited for her. That's wonderful. Okay, next caller, and this will probably be the last. There's one more waiting. Area code 443.
Hi, this
Hello.
Is Kathy. How are you? This is Kathy.
Hi,
How
Kathy.
You?
I'm doing very well. So you're going to be our last caller today. Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I'd like to know what's coming up on my spiritual journey.
Okay. I saw immediately a gift, like a present, wrapped up with a bow. And, you know, that's one that I see somewhat commonly when something good is coming. And so then this time, like, the bow came off and the box opened. And I couldn't tell exactly what it all was, but there were lots of things coming out, and I thought it was fruit, like a box of fruit.
Wait a minute.
And so
I dreamed of pizza last night.
Pizza? I didn't see pizza. I saw fruit. But here's how I would translate that. As I say it, it's like, oh, well, that makes perfect sense to me. But, you know, so this, you know, big bow came off and the lid came off, and then it was like fruit, oranges and pears and things. But okay, there are two ways I'm going to translate this, and I think both of them may apply to you. The fruits of your labor are now going to come forth. Are there things, like how I would say that might apply is if there are things where you feel like you've worked a long time toward and, you know, maybe you haven't felt like they paid off or you got the fruits of your labor. They are going to. And that can even just mean of all we've done in our lifetime, a lot of fruits of our labor. The other way I was seeing it simultaneously was like spiritual fruits, you know, your own things coming forth. So I feel like it probably applies both ways, like in this world, fruits of labor coming together, but also your spiritual fruits are going to ripen.
Or it could mean I'm fruity.
Oh, no, it didn't mean you're fruity. Well, we're all a little fruity, aren't we?
Yeah, that's
that makes life more fun. Okay, so let's talk about the fruits of labor, of your labor. Is that something where maybe you felt like, gosh, you know, it's just not coming through for me? Have you felt that?
Yes.
Okay, so apply that as let that be like a really positive message to just believe and have faith that the fruits of your labor are going to come forth and you're going to be rewarded with that. So don't lose, you know, don't get discouraged if it has felt like they don't. And then make sure that you make the spiritual part of yourself the focus now, more than, it's like the fruits of the labor are partly going to come through because you're paying attention to your spiritual fruit. And so one, you know, that brings on, when the spiritual fruits are there, you pay attention to them and other things fall into place, and the fruits of your labor and the things that you've done, you know, just in the world are going to come through too. So,
and another thing I was thinking of, I'm like at a crossroads. What do I really want to do? Do I want to do Reiki? Do I want to learn more about crystals?
And I'm hearing, why not both? They
true.
Work well together.
That's true.
They do work yeah. really well together. Have you studied Reiki already?
Yes.
Okay. Do you use crystals with your Reiki?
No.
Okay, that's what I want you to do. This is the fruits of your labor. You're a little bit familiar with crystals then? Curious. Okay, I want you to combine the two. Do you do Reiki on other people or just yourself? Or
Myself and the cat.
The cat, okay. I think maybe you're going to have a friend or two that you can share some Reiki with. But even when you're just doing it on yourself or even the cat, you wouldn't want to put the crystal on the cat. That probably wouldn't go over very well. But on yourself, bring out some crystals when you're doing Reiki. And just let angels and spirit guide you what to do with them. Do you have a collection of, even if they're just tiny ones, do you have any now?
I have a lot of crystals, yeah.
You do, you have a lot. Okay, when you're doing the Reiki, before you start Reiki, I want you to just pause and say, what crystal should I work with today? And whatever one you feel drawn to, pick it up and hold it. And while you're doing the Reiki on yourself, either sit it near you or sit it on yourself and let just intuition guide you. And then I want you to, you probably already know some about the different crystals and what they do. But if not, you can look it up. And I want you to think through, okay, why did I pick that particular crystal? What does it do? So what was it telling me? You know, how certain ones are for clearing certain things. And I think you're going to do really well at incorporating the energy work, the Reiki, into the crystals. And they're going to work simultaneously, and the crystals will make the Reiki energy stronger for you. But you're also going to get a lot of wisdom, like through your intuition, like, oh, I picked that crystal because maybe this chakra needs some balancing or clearing. And your intuition, just follow it because it's going to be really cool.
Okay.
And so how about both? You don't have to pick a road. Pick both.
Yeah, you can that's choose, right.
They're going to work really well together.
Or pick another healing modality to add with it.
Sure, absolutely. See, when you, I think the crystals are going to enhance your intuition. You're going to use intuition to guide you to which crystals, and then the crystals are going to enhance that, and then you are going to be more in tune and some, you know, like have more maybe visions or hear messages, and then that'll guide you to the next phase, and you'll know which direction to go in. So,
okay.
Crystals and Reiki for you are great right now. Okay.
And the time is 2:22.
Oh, good. See, that's another affirmation.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that one up.
Yes. Okay, great. You have a great day.
You too.
Okay, there is one more call here that came in just a little bit ago that I think I can squeeze in something really quick here before we run out of time. Area code 404.
Hi, yes, I'm just calling in, just trying to listen.
Oh, okay, to listen, that's fine. Bless you, have a great rest of the day.
Thank you, you too.
Okay, yes, see how easy that is if you didn't really want a specific reading. Anyone that's calling in is probably getting messages through these other, because I find that angels and spirit are very clever in how they can get messages to multiple people at the same time. For instance, a caller might come in and the message I see for them applies to them, but it may also apply to someone who's listening who doesn't wish to call or talk. But when you hear it, you think, oh, wow, I think that could apply to me too. And as the host, I get this all the time. Sometimes, you know, I'll have a show or I'm in the middle of a message to somebody and I realize, oh, wait, that's for me as much or more than it is for them. Or afterwards, I'll be like, every single message, look, if I just line these up, it's exactly what I've been needing to hear or the direction I've needed. So as a listener, you can get that too. And you'll know from a feeling that you get when the words are said, or like I say, I get chills a lot of times when it's like a yes, 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 yes. So even if you don't call in. Now, calling in, you can get something a little more specialize, or you can offer feedback or ask other questions, but you can still get so much just from listening and being open to the message possibly being for you too. Okay, well, that has been a busy and great show. I'm going to wrap it up with one thought, something I jotted down, I think, yesterday. Just so now I'm feeling like, oh, share that today, and then I'll wrap it up reminding you the ways you can get in touch with me. But I jotted something down about original sin. Now, most of the time in our religious thinking, we think of original sin as Adam and Eve, and you know, when Eve ate the apple and gave the apple to Adam, and that was original sin, which started all of us down this terrible path of being horrible and wicked and sinful. Now, the root word of, or the root meaning of the word sin is miss the mark. And the meaning in that old language was actually like an archer with the bow and arrow and the target. And you shoot the arrow and you miss the target. And so you just shoot again until you get better. And so sin isn't us being bad or doing something that we're going to get condemned for and punished forever. It's about, oh, you're just a little off the mark. You aren't quite getting the message. So the original sin is, it's the moment in each of us. Like a lot of times on this show, I try to take people back to, or I can feel it, like, when did that start where you suddenly felt worthless? You know, I've had readings on the show, these little mini readings, where I can see someone at an age that I try to guess at, like age 10, what happened when you were age 10, and they'll tell me something that happened, like that was traumatic, they had to move, or their father left, or and so when we think of original sin, instead of thinking in terms of we're all bad because Adam and Eve made us bad, it's what is that moment where I started missing the mark? You know, when we're little, most of us have, we feel good and happy, and children just play and have a good time, and they don't read too much into things like we do as adults. They're just happy, and they trust until something causes them to feel otherwise, whether it's someone putting them down, or, and then we go through life of being told, no, that's not good enough, whether it's at school, you didn't get a good grade, or you can't do something that everybody else can do, or you're at church, and you know, you're told, oh, we're all bad, you're bad, we all, and so it's that place, original sin for each of us is that place where we lost that innocence, and we started missing the mark from that, because we forgot about our own goodness, and we started thinking of our own bad. The tree of the knowledge of good and evil is a metaphor. It's not an apple tree. It's a metaphor of that point where we start thinking about good and evil, and we measure ourselves as, oh, we must be bad. So I want you to carry that through your week and think about that. We spiral downward when we start thinking that way about ourselves, because we lose touch with our high vibration, which is the only vibration that we can really totally connect with God. God's always there for us, but our vibration's so off. It's like when you're on the radio and the old radios that you would push the dial, and you're so far off that you can't hear it. You can't hear God because your vibration, is too far off. So carry that into your week and try to go back to that place where that God spark is within you. A little spark that will never, ever, ever go out, even though we let it get diminished so greatly. And we want you to remember that spark.
And then
feed it.
Air.
Give it oxygen. Let it breathe.
So that it can
become flame again.
And you get brighter
and you become the light.
And that's all
you have to do.
Or at least the first step.
Remember.
Feel
it about you.
Ask
your vibration
to restore
perfection.
Ask
for the memory
of that
to be restored in you.
And you
know what happened? If you let it. And
like I told an earlier caller, have daily affirmations that are ready. Whenever you feeling sad about yourself, have an affirmation ready. I am wonderful. I am joyous. I am whole. I am perfect in God's eyes. I am beautiful. Write them down on a slip of paper, and if you know, have them memorized, so you just say them there, and you feel yourself slipping. I'm wonderful and whole. I'm joyous. My joy is connected to God. My bliss cannot be wrong. I'm blissful and happy. I have abundance. Write them all down and go to them. And if you have to write them on a piece of paper and pull them out of a hat every time you're feeling weak, do that. Great. Rest of the week. Thank you for tuning in here. Go to my website, sherrilane.com, sherrilane.com. Bye-bye now.